You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 414. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We really appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. And if you are watching via YouTube and you notice that I'm wearing the same shirt for the next 14 episodes, it's because we're recording all of these shows in one day.
Podcast binge.
Podcast binging. The reason is I am headed to, first of all, Orlando, and then Fort Lauderdale, and then Nassau, and then the Bahamas, and then St. Thomas, and then back up to the Gulf side of Florida. So
yeah, a little vacay for right. Paul, finally, right?
I think if I didn't have this vacation, I'd probably go crazy right now.
We don't want you going crazy, so I'm glad you're getting a vacation. That's a good thing. We're happy for you. Paul's going to be out of commission for a little while and won't be, especially for you members of the community, you'll notice that he's probably not going to be around and as available for the next couple weeks.
Yes, and I'm sorry about that, but everyone's got to take a break.
I don't think you need to apologize. I think we just need to let everybody know that that's why they're not hearing from you, and everybody gets it.
So starting on Thursday, what is it today? Today's
not
the 6th
Thursday.
Or the 8th.
That's why we're working, Paul.
Starting on the 8th, I will not be in the community until the 24th.
That's right.
So I'll try, but honestly, I really need to let my mind rest. I mean, writing that, I mean, it's practically a textbook, the study guide.
Yep.
Doing that and getting these members through and working on another project on the side in the meantime and working on, you know, classes, it's been a lot. But it's been a lot of fun, too. It's really been a lot of fun meeting everyone, doing these events. Gosh, they're so much fun. And guess what, guys? We've got another one coming up. I know I may have said Dallas on Instagram, but it is in fact Denver.
Yep, Denver.
Denver, Colorado in October, the first week. If you are looking to get a 107 license and you want to get some in-person class time with some certified flight instructors, or maybe you want to attend via the live stream, it's going down. If you don't want to wait until then, good news, Tim is working on getting the live stream replay from the last class available. Yeah. I'm thinking like September 17th or 18th area. That should probably be done.
Hopefully. Somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there. Anyway, and then at that time, we're going to be selling a special package just for people who want just 107 stuff. So if you don't want to be in the community for whatever reason, I don't really understand why after being in the community for so long, but some people just like to buy and get out, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not very many, but
no, it's really not. To each their own, and hopefully they go on and they figure it out themselves, which would be great. We wish the best for everybody. To clarify on the 107 class, it is October 8th and 9th.
Thank you, Rob.
In Denver, which, by the way, you may notice that that's a Saturday and Sunday. We did the last one Thursday and Friday and just thought we'd be more available to people if we were on a weekend, and so that's what we're doing.
It's true.
And so hopefully y'all can make it either live stream or be in there. We'd love when you're there because then we can meet you.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun.
Yep.
Anyway, let's get to today's question. Talking about selling yourself and your services once you do have that 107 license.
My name is Barry and I'm from Texas. My question for you guys, and thanks for the show, by the way. It's great. Learned a lot. I've been passing the word on. My question is what exactly is it that you tell realtors what the benefit of aerial photography and real estate video would be to them? How would you explain that to them? I understand salesmanship, but what exactly is it that you would tell them to help them understand, hey, this is how it's going to benefit you and this is what you're going to get out of it? Appreciate any feedback. Have a great day. Keep up the good work.
Well, I appreciate the fact that he thinks we're keeping up the good work. So I'm glad that we've been helpful. Glad that he's shared. Glad that
Absolutely.
He's done a review. Really do appreciate that. Great question. When you are trying to sell yourself to a realtor, what's the best way to do it? Well, essentially, it's aerial photography provides a way for realtors to stand out amongst other listings.
That's the bottom line, right?
That is really standing the bottom out. Line. It is the way to remain unique. It is the way to grab a potential buyer's attention very quickly. I think drone video does a good job of, you know, once someone is at that listing and they really want to engage with the listing and they want to walk through it, they want to see it, they want to look at the neighborhood around it, they really want to wonder what that environment is like. Drone video can definitely do that.
Yeah.
And the thing, though, is, and you've got to really say this to realtors, is that, hey, you know, you can get a drone guy out there and he's going to fly 100 feet over the house and provide some really great shots looking down. But, you know, the best shots, Rob, are the shots that are about 20 feet, 30 feet over the roof line,
mm-hmm.
kind of showing the house, showing the neighborhood around it, and it really just kind of the yard, but it's not that high up. And those shots are the ones that sell the most,
right.
Or at least help sell the most. So that being said, when I'm talking to a realtor, I'm letting them know, hey, the idea for you is that you're going to stand out. You're going to be unique. If people are looking at listings via Zillow or whatever they're looking, it's a way for you to really stand out. And I'll say this, Rob, I've been looking at homes recently. You know mm-hmm. this. By the way, I found a good cheap one.
Nice. good job.
and I will say, you know, if the first picture of the home on Zillow, this Zillow is where I look, is, you know, an aerial or an HDR of the house, I instantly have more perceived value for that home.
Yeah. And I think that's the point, because when we talk about telling a realtor, you will stand out, you will be unique. Well, okay. Even that, they might say, well, what does that even mean? Give me something a little more tangible than that. And I think you just said it. And that is, if the perspective that somebody has when they look at that property because of the aerial footage that you've helped them obtain, if they see that aerial footage, I think their eye is just going to be more drawn to it. And even that split second, I'm going to spend a little bit more time on that house, and they might not even know why. It's subliminal,
mm-hmm.
particularly at this point when there's not a lot of that drone footage out there yet. That is going to help people sell more houses. I just have to believe it. Can I say we have studies or anything? No, I can't. But you know, I mean, it's called the reticular activator as well. I mean, if you buy, this is sort of the same thing. If you buy a new car, all of a sudden you're going to start noticing the same car that you just bought. Whereas before that point, you didn't really pay attention to the fact that those cars were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of thing. Your mind does things that we don't realize it's actually doing. And when you're giving them something unique to look at, it's triggering something in their mind that is going to cause them to respond to that property differently than they would other properties. And that's powerful.
It's an emotional trigger, defined in the book Made to Stick. But also, you know, what if you could make the argument to the realtor and say, look, if you've got more perceived value, you're going to have less complaints from potential customers.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to perceive more value, so
that's
probably
true.
Not going to back out on the deal once they do go in on it. They're going to take it more seriously. I mean, these are all psychological triggers and points when someone does perceive high value. Like if there's a very expensive couch, the likelihood of someone returning that couch versus returning a $300 or $400 couch,
mm-hmm.
the person who bought the really expensive couch will value it more and be less likely to return that couch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And something you said made me think of this, that the other thing that you can tell them is, so each of these realtors, when they're going to list a home, they've got to go do a listing presentation,
mm-hmm.
right? So they have their materials and their spiel, and they go in front of this person that they want to list the house for. Imagine if they have the ability to say, look, this is what I include in my listing. You're going to get this drone footage that 90% at this point of the other homes don't have.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great sales point for that person that they're trying to obtain the business from.
Agreed.
So I would think that would be actually a really great thing to tell a realtor, because that gives them a way to give value to their potential client.
Agreed, 100%. I think that there is so much value, because ultimately a realtor's goal is to sell the house. And this makes it easier to sell the house, just very simply.
Yeah.
And people see more value in it, so they're going to have less headaches in the end, and they're going to have better customers. I mean, why wouldn't you want to use drone footage, Rob?
Yeah, frankly, they're crazy not using it.
Well, we know a lot of realtors are crazy, so it's no shocker.
Yeah, anyway. Aren't we all a little crazy, I suppose?
That is so true. Anyway, I hope that answers your question. If you have a drone question or a business-related question, go to askadroneyou.com and upload that question. If you want to learn how to fly really well and you want to start a business, the best place to do that is with the Drone You community. It's an online group of people that are like you. They love to fly. They also love to learn, and they want to be the best. They want to maintain that competitive advantage. Is that what you want to do? Is that the type of group of people you want to be? affiliated with, then go to thedroneu.com right now and click become a member. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks again, as always. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.